Today's program is a joint effort between Giridhari Priya Das, formerly known as Bhakta Janesh Patel, or John Patel, depending on where you are and what your relationship with him is. But now, in the devotee community, he is known as Giridhari Priya Das, because he was fortunate to be initiated into Srila Prabhupada's family by His Holiness Bhakti Churu Swami Maharaj 2 Sundays ago in San Diego. Giridhari Priya is a natural pujari. He loves to worship his deities, who you see before us, Sri Sri Gaura Thai. And as part of his worship, he loves to cook for them. And today he has cooked at least 15 varieties of chira with milk, yogurt, and different varieties of sweets and fruits and nuts and vegetables. This particular festival falls on the Vaishnav calendar the day after Pandava Nirjal Ekadasi, which this year here is on Tuesday, June 22nd. But because Giridhari Priya will be going out of town, and because we wanted to make it easier for all of you to attend, we are celebrating it today, on Sunday. The history of the Panihati Chiras Dadi Festival goes back about 500 years to the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, when they were enjoying their pastimes in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri and various places in India. This particular pastime relates to Raghunath Das Goswami. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami, you could say, offered this festival as a service to Lord Nityananda and his associates. Raghunath Das was born in a very wealthy family of zamindars in Bengal. He was the only son of his father, and his uncle had no son, so he was the heir to the fortune of the Mazumdar family. His father's name was Govardhan and his uncle's name was Hiranya. Uh, It is said that the Muzumdars were just like kings in opulence. They were very pious and very generous. And it is said that the whole Brahmin community of Bengal was maintained by the largesse of the Muzumdar family. From a young age, Raghunath Das had the association of many of the most wonderful associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Muzumdar's family priest was Yadunandanacharya, who was a disciple of Advaita Acharya and an intimate associate of Vasudev Dutta. And Raghunath Das was initiated by Yadunandanacharya. The Muzumdar family was also closely associated with Balaramacharya, another associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and with Haridas Thakur. And sometimes the Muzumdars invited Haridas Thakur to speak at their assembly on the glories of the holy name. Haridas Thakur was very affectionate to Raghunath Das. And it is said that because of the blessings that Raghunath Das received from Haridas Thakur, he later gained the association and service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Raghunath Das was born into immense wealth, had affectionate parents, and a beautiful wife, he was not attracted to any of these things. Rather, by hearing of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to leave his position of material opulence and join the Lord in Jagannath Puri. Once, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur, Raghunath Das took the opportunity to meet him, and he asked him if he could join him. At the time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, "Do not be a crazy fellow. Go back home to your parents, serve your parents, and manage their estate just like an expert businessman. But internally be detached, and within your heart always think of the service of Radha and Krishna." And in due course, when Krishna is merciful to you, you will be released from the bondage of family life. So Raghunath Das returned home, and he did exactly as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had instructed him. There's this, anyway, it's a, not much to add to this exalted story, but when I was serving Srila Prabhupada in Juhu, I always had the idea that I wanted to be like the six Goswamis and go to Vrindavan and roam about Vrindavan. But Srila Prabhupada wanted me to manage the Juhu project. I never said anything to Srila Prabhupada. But one day, when I was sitting before him in his room, just on his own accord, he said, first you manage your father's estate. He's referring to himself. First you manage your father's estate expertly, just like Raghunath Das Goswami managed his father's estate. And then you go to Vrindavan and be a Goswami. Anyway, Raghunath Das was living at home following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But within his heart, he really wanted to leave his domestic life there and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day he heard that Nityananda Prabhu had come to Panihati. Panihati is, you could say, a suburb of Calcutta, of now metropolitan Calcutta. And Raghunath Das's home was not very far from there. So he took the opportunity to meet Nityananda Prabhu in Panihati. And when he got there, he saw that Nityananda Prabhu and his most intimate associates were sitting on a platform at the base of a banyan tree, which is represented to us today by this oak tree. And Raghunath Das, out of natural humility, offered his obeisances from a distance. And one of Nityananda Prabhu's associates informed him, look, there's Raghunath Das offering his obeisances from afar. Then Nityananda Prabhu, who is both very merciful and very humorous, said to Raghunath Das, why are you offering obeisances from such a distance? You're just like a thief hiding in the background. But now that I have caught you, I will punish you. And the punishment is that you should feed me and all of my associates with chira, flat rice, and dahi, yogurt. Now this is a very humorous request, because Raghunath Das was immensely wealthy, and chira is like the most simple, plain, ordinary, cheap food you could get. You know, it would be as if Governor Schwarzenegger came and said, you know, what can I do for you all? And we said, well, we'd like you to serve puffed rice to our little group here. It's like sort of a joke. So Nityananda Prabhu told Raghunath Das, yes, I want you to arrange a feast for me and my associates, and we will eat chipped rice and yogurt. So Raghunath Das went bought the ingredients, and soon the news spread that there was a wonderful festival of chipped rice and yogurt with Nityananda Prabhu, and people from all directions started to come. And Raghunath Das was buying more and more chipped rice and yogurt and milk and fruits and sweets. And more people were coming. The news spread to the merchants, so they also came with their chipped rice and yogurt and sweets and milk and fruit, and they would sell their goods to Raghunath Das, and then he would feed them chira dadi with the same ingredients that they had sold him. Pretty soon there was no space to sit on the land, so people were sitting on the bank of the Ganges and eating their chipped rice and yogurt. And eventually there was no space on the banks of the Ganges, so people were standing in the Ganges and eating their chipped rice and yogurt. Nityananda Prabhu, out of his immense spiritual potency and compassion, called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to join them and see the fun. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came invisible to almost everyone, and he walked alongside Nityananda Prabhu, who went to all the devotees who were having chipped rice and yogurt, and he would take one morsel of chipped rice from each devotee's pot and put it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that, in that way, the two brothers, Gaur Nitai, were enjoying pastimes. But almost nobody could see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was present. But they could see that Nityananda Prabhu was in a very ecstatic mood. Then Raghava Pandit, whose home was in Panihati, just near the site of the festival, he invited Nityananda Prabhu to have a feast at his place. And Nityananda Prabhu said, no, we're having chipped rice and yogurt. This will be our lunch, but if you like, we can come in the evening and have a feast at your place. And then in the evening, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu had a huge feast at Raghava Pandit's house. The next morning, before Raghunath Das took leave to return to his home, he prepared a list with Raghava Pandit of all the devotees. He wanted to give in charity to all the devotees, and he had brought with him gold coins that were extremely valuable. And so he allocated so many gold coins for Nityananda Prabhu and then so many for his most intimate associates and then a smaller quantity for the lesser associates. And just before leaving, Nityananda Prabhu called him to him, and he placed his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das, and he blessed him. He said, "I am very pleased with this celebration of the Chittadadi festival, and I bless you that very soon you will be relieved from the shackles of family life. You will join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, where he will accept you as one of his intimate associates, and he will place you under the care of his personal secretary, Swarup Damodar Goswami. So you return home, and when the time comes, everything that I have said will come to pass." So Raghunath Das returned home. He no longer slept in the inner area of the household, but he slept in the Durga Mandap, a temple structure outside the main house. And but his family was concerned that he would run away. So they had bodyguards watching him 24 hours a day to make sure he didn't escape. So one evening, or I should say night, one night in the middle of the night, Yadunandanacharya came to the house and he said to Raghunath Das that my disciple who's supposed to do the deity worship doesn't want to do his service. So can you please come with me? We will go to him and convince him that he should do his service. So Raghunath Das thought, this is my chance. Because he was with Yadunandanacharya, the family priest, so everyone had faith, you know, he's with Yadunandanacharya, nothing will happen. So he went with Yadunandanacharya out of the compound. And then he told him, Guru Maharaj, there's no need for you to come with me to that disciple's place. I will go myself and I will persuade him to take up his service to the deities. So the two of them parted ways. Raghunath Das went to the disciple's place and, you know, convinced him to take up his deity service. And then he left for Puri. But he didn't travel on the main road because he knew that as soon as his parents found him missing, they would send guards to find him and bring him back. So he traveled on the inner route. He had nothing to eat, no place to sleep. He walked 7 days continuously, and out of those days, maybe 2 or 3 days, he got a little something to eat. But he didn't care. his mind was fixed on the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus he arrived in Puri, and as he was blessed by Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him into his inner circle of associates. He placed him under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who took care of him just like an older brother takes care of a younger dependent brother. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the personal secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Raghunath Das became his assistant. So he was like the assistant secretary to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And so many pastimes took place in Puri. And Raghunath Das was there to witness the pastimes and to assist the Lord in his pastimes. But in due course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, means he wound up his pastimes. And all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, almost all of them wound up their pastimes on earth and joined the Lord in his pastimes elsewhere. So Raghunath Das, being bereft of the association of the Lord and his intimate associates, could not bear to live, and he decided to go to Vrindavan, offer respects to Rupa and Sanatan, and give up his life by jumping from Govardhan Hill. But when he met Rupa and Sanatan, they appealed to him, don't end your life now. You were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. You witnessed his pastimes there. You stay with us. We will accept you as our younger brother, our third brother, and you stay with us and tell us about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And Sanatana Goswami told him that I also had the idea to give up my life under the wheels of the Jagannath chariot, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade me. He said that your body does not belong to you, it belongs to me, so you have no right to destroy it. I have so many purposes that I want to fulfill, but I cannot fulfill them through my body. But I will fulfill them through your body. So Raghunath Das agreed to stay with them. And further, he took up the service of excavating Radhakund and Shamakund, and he made his residence there on the banks of Radhakund, just near Shamakund. And again, so many pastimes took place there. But every evening he would discourse on the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the devotees would gather and listen. And one of the devotees who would regularly come and hear him speak was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And from hearing Raghunath Das's discourses about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and from the notebooks kept by Swarup Damodar Goswami in Puri and Murari Gupta, he compiled Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Raghunath Das lived to quite an old age, and he wrote several important books, Manashiksha, very important book for devotees. He wrote many poems which were collected under the name of Stavavali, and he wrote a drama. Anyway, we are all indebted to Raghunath Das Goswami. He has set the example of renunciation in Puri and in Vrindavan. And he revealed to us the inner moods of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential associates. Raghunath Das was completely attached to the service of Srimati Radharani. His mood was to serve Srimati Radharani, and his prayers express his desire for her service. So both by his external behavior and his internal moods, he has set an example for us who are following in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. And of course, we are indebted to all of his guides, all of his... He had so many gurus who helped him. Yadunandana Acharya, Balaram Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu himself, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. They all blessed him and helped him in his spiritual journey. And of course we are indebted to the two brothers, Gaur Nitai, Nityananda Prabhu, who ordered him to celebrate the Panihati festival, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who engaged him in his personal service, gave him his own Govardhan Shila, and blessed him with so much knowledge. And last but not least, to Srila Prabhupada, who brought this knowledge, this culture, this process to us, translated Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, from which we have learned about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami and their pastimes. and who has presented to us the same process that Raghunath Das followed to attain perfection, given us the same process. And if we follow it ardently, of course we're not able to follow like Raghunath Das Goswami. It is said that Raghunath Das Goswami's regulative principles were like lines on a stone. They could not be broken. They could not be erased. He was so strict. But still, by the mercy of our parampara, we can aspire to be the servants of the servants of his servants, and chant the holy names and study Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deity, associate with devotees, reside in Mayapur, Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, or wherever there are deities of Krishna and the association of devotees. And by following the same process in the same line, we can also hope in some near or distant lifetime to achieve the same type of perfection. And we are indebted to Giridhari Priya Das, Kunti Devi Dasi, Swarup Damodar Das, and many others. I wouldn't say they're too numerous to mention, but given that I haven't had any prasad today, don't have the energy to mention them all, but they're in my mind and hearts. I'm aware of you. I just don't have it in me to mention each and every one of you by name. So thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, would you like to say anything?
I'm very peaceful.
You're very peaceful. Good. I'm glad. So now we will request Giridhari Priya. He can offer the arti. And Sarvatma Prabhu, you can lead kirtan. Is there anything else missing?